Family Home Evening. For Little Friends. Canning Jars and Prophets by Jane McBride Choate, based on a true story. For the prophet's word ye shall receive as if from mine own mouth. Doctrine and Covenants, section 21, verse 5. Taylor missed his older brother and sister. They were in school. "I wish I could go to school, too," he said to Mom. "Next year," Mom told him, "when you are 5 years old, you can go to school. Until then, you get to be my helper." Taylor felt better. He liked helping Mom. "What are we going to do?" "We are going to can tomatoes," she said. "First, we have to wash our hands." Taylor stood on a stool and washed his hands at the sink. "Now we wash the jars." After Mom washed the jars, Taylor dried them. He carefully placed the clean jars on the counter. Mom placed a big pan of water on the stove to boil. Taylor helped Mom take the stems off the tomatoes. Then he sat at the table and watched Mom put the tomatoes in the hot water and then dip them in cold water. After she peeled the tomatoes, she placed them in the jars. "Why do you can tomatoes each year?" he asked. "To put in our food storage," Mom said. "Later on, we will be doing green beans, peaches, and pears." Taylor remembered last year when his dad had not worked. The family ate food from their storage for 3 months. Taylor really liked the canned peaches. "I am glad Dad has a job now," Taylor said. "I am too, but we still need to keep adding to our food storage. The prophet has asked every family to have a year's supply of food," Mom said. After watching Mom for a while, Taylor was sleepy. He brought his blanket and pillow from his bedroom and lay down on the floor. When he woke up, Mom was putting the jars of tomatoes on a shelf. The tomatoes sparkled like red jewels. That night, in family home evening, the family sang, "Follow the Prophet." After they sang the song, Taylor smiled and winked at Mom. He knew they had followed the Prophet today. End of the story, Canning Jars and Prophets by Jane McBride Choate.